Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and our listener lines are open right now, and we'd welcome your calls at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question or if you're dealing with some difficult issue in life, well, let us hear from you right now. Call 844-322-2742 right now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and Bob and all of our listeners, happy February 1st.
Yes, indeed. I can't believe it's already February 1st. Man, that first month just flew by. I mean, it opened up and then it closed. Now we're in a brand new month. So happy February to everyone. We have a brand new resource that we want to put in your hands. It's a CD series called Advance. It's taken from the book of Philippians, and it's ways that we can advance in growing in grace and our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's also learning how to participate in advancing the gospel here on planet Earth and getting this good news out to as many people as possible. And really, that is the subject of Paul's letter to the Philippians. I mean, he writes, and right out of the chute, he says this: "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." So from the very first day that Paul introduced the Philippians to the good news of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I think it's always appropriate for us to stop and really explain what that is. So when Paul went into this town of Philippi, he talked to them about Jesus, and what the Old Testament said about Jesus, that he was going to come into this world one day, and that this Jesus would offer himself, would die on a cross for the sins of the people, that he would be buried. On the third day, he would be raised back to life and then ascended into heaven to take his rightful place at the right hand of God the Father. That's the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus Christ. So he walked into Philippi and he told them that story. He told them about Jesus, and their hearts responded to the grace of God. That story is the grace of God. Their hearts responded to that through faith, and they were saved. And it was glorious for them, and they receive so much joy and so much contentment in knowing Jesus Christ that they wanted to partner with Paul to get this message out to other places. They knew Paul was on a mission, that he wasn't going to be the head pastor there in Philippi, that he was going to just bring the message to establish the church and then move on to other places. Yeah. And so they wanted to participate. They wanted to be partners in the gospel with the Apostle Paul. Now, I think all of us, every single Christian, we should find some group, some ministry, some person to partner with as far as the gospel is concerned. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are all kinds of causes in the world that we can be involved in, and I think there are a lot of important causes that we probably should be involved in. But there's none more important than the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I think what Paul is saying to us here is let's partner together in advancing the gospel around the world. For goodness sakes, the world needs to hear about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I got on a soapbox last week, Bob, about all of the rhetoric around the presidential election and all of those sort of things. And all of the posts I saw on either Facebook or Twitter or other places, I saw very few people, very few Christians actually talking about Jesus. They talked about God. They talked about faith. They talked about some generic Christian words, but never, hardly ever did I see them talking about Jesus. Yeah. And then on top of that, I never saw any of them talking about the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus, the good news, the message that contains the power of God for salvation. So we need the power of God spread around the world.
Yes.
The power of God to do what? To release people from bondage to sin and death, to bring life to those who are dead in trespasses and sins, to bring freedom to those who are enslaved by sin. That's what the power of the gospel is all about, and that's what needs to go forth in the world today. Mm-hmm. So Paul thanked these Philippians for being partners in the gospel, for helping him advance the good news of Jesus to people around the world. And people have been partnering up with ministries and churches and with each other for 2,000 years to help advance this good news. So my plea to you on this first day of February in 2021 is, if you are not partnering with somebody in the gospel, to make this your year to do so. The world needs Jesus. The world needs to hear about his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension. Why? Because that's a message of power. It brings salvation. It's a message of hope. It enables us to look beyond the here and now and recognize that God has something for us. It gives us an unshakable, immovable foundation on which to live life. And it connects us to the very source of life himself, Jesus Christ. That's why this message needs to go forth. That's why this message needs to advance. As believers in Christ, let's find people that we can partner with to help advance this good news around the world.
It's a brand new CD series by Bob Christopher. It's called Advance. And friends, we want you to have a copy as you make your February gift to support Basic Gospel. Of course, you can always give at basicgospel.net. And we would love for you to partner with us, as we always say, because we really do mean it. We want you to be a partner with us. So again, make your contribution at basicgospel.net. And we would love for you to help us spread and advance the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bob?
Well, thank you. Let's go to some of these calls that came in over the weekend for us.
Here's one right now.
Hey, my name is Jesse. I'm just really struggling in my faith, and I continually doubt the New Testament and then the Old Testament back and forth. Some days I believe, you know, God of the Old Testament. Some days I don't. Some days I believe Jesus. Some days I don't. I'm just really struggling, and I'm afraid of losing my faith, and some days I'm afraid I'm not even a Christian because of my doubt. I just really need help, and I'd love to hear from you.
Well, Jesse, thanks so much for calling, and we appreciate the honesty of that question, and we can certainly hear the struggle in your voice and some of the fears and doubts that are there as well. And the first thing I want to say, Jesse, and to all of our listeners, Jesse certainly isn't unique.
No.
His story is not unique to him. He's not the only one struggling with faith. I love this passage way back in the book of Jude. He says that anyone who is struggling with doubt, treat them with mercy. So we have that opportunity to extend mercy to a lot of people in the
sure.
world today. Why?
Yeah.
Because as human beings, we're constantly filled with doubts. Did we do it right? Did we say the right prayer? Was our hearts genuine? And, you know, we question and look at every aspect of what faith is all about. And whenever we do, that's when we get our eyes off Jesus and onto us. So that's where a lot of the struggles come from, is when we start looking at us and start questioning our own motives, our own sincerity, our own genuineness, those sort of things. And as we continue to think about that, that's when our doubts intensify. And we get to the point, or can get to the point, where we start to fear that we're not even saved.
Yeah.
So how do we overcome those doubts? How do we overcome those struggles? And I think it's built into what the writer of Hebrews said in Hebrews chapter 12, as we run this race, let us do so keeping our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. Mm-hmm. So faith is not a word that is a standalone word.
Yeah.
It has substance when it's connected to Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's just an empty balloon if it's not connected to Jesus. So our faith is in Jesus. That's what we need to understand. He is the author and perfecter of faith. So Paul, for example, in Galatians chapter 3, has this phrase, when faith came. Well, what in the world does that mean? Well, faith comes when you encounter Jesus and see the story about Jesus, when you learn of his death, his burial, his resurrection. And you recognize that he died for your sins. He was raised so that you could have eternal life. And you know that you couldn't do that on your own. So you trust Jesus. You believe Jesus. So your faith is attached to Jesus. So if you want to be secure and confident as far as your faith is concerned, then continue to look at Jesus, because he took away all your sins. He forgave you once and for all. He cleansed you from the inside out. He declared you to be righteous. That's what Jesus did. Now, none of those things you could do by yourself. So if you're looking at you and all of those aspects of what you think, what you do, some of your attitudes, your faith is going to go down the tubes. So let's bring it back up through those tubes, and let's start looking at Jesus and recognize, for your faith to be strong, it's only as strong as your knowledge of Jesus Christ and your understanding of what he accomplished for you. So ask the Lord to give you a better understanding of what Jesus has done, and the faith issue will take care of itself.
Jesse, we're really glad that you reached out, and we hope this has been a help to you. Don't hesitate to call us back if you have other questions. We always love hearing from you, our listeners. 844-322-2742. We have an open line for you right now, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines, and we'll talk to David. Hi, David.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. How about you?
Good. Happy February.
And
yes,
to you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, bud. Hey, Luke 16:18, divorce and remarriage. I got married in September, and my wife, and she's just learning the word, you know.
Yes.
And she's born again, and so on. And she was confused by the reading in there, Luke 16:18, divorce and remarriage. Can you kind of explain that? We're watching you on the television here.
Okay.
So, and first of all, congratulations on your marriage.
Yes.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you yes. are welcome. So, you know, God is the one that brought marriage into being, isn't he? And when he established marriage way back at the beginning, it was between one man, one woman for life, forever. That was what that relationship was to be. Now, sin entered the picture, and sin kind of changed all sorts of things, including marriage. And so people we see in the Old Testament, it certainly wasn't one man and one woman. Oftentimes it was one man and four women, or one man and 100 women, one man and 300 wives and 700 concubines.
I mean, lots of mothers-in-law.
So we see, you know, a lot of twist on relationships in the Word of God. But that doesn't change what it was from the beginning. Now, when Jesus came on the scene, there were a group of religious leaders called Pharisees. There were a group of religious leaders called Sadducees, and they were law abiders, and they researched and studied and did everything that they possibly could to know all the ins and outs of the law. And one of the things that they discovered was that Moses actually had a provision in the law that somebody could divorce But they had to give the wife a writ of divorce so that she would be protected in the community. And it was all because of the hardness of heart that was brought about by sin. Now, the Pharisees and the Sadducees asked Jesus about that. Why did Moses permit divorce? What do you say to that? And Jesus said this. He said, I want that's what Moses said, but I want to take you back to the beginning. I want to take you back to what marriage was originally intended to be by God. One man, one woman, leaving, cleaving, becoming one flesh, serving one another in love. That's what marriage is all about. Now, here's the good news, David. You're in Christ, and your wife is in Christ. So you have been equipped by the gift of God's Spirit. You have been given a new heart. You have been given a new identity. You've been given the gift of God's Spirit. Your wife, through her faith in Jesus Christ, her salvation, has been given a new heart, has been given a new identity, has been given the gift of God's Spirit. So in this new creation, you've been equipped to live out marriage as God originally intended, to leave, to cleave, to become one flesh, and to serve one another in love. So for you, when you read these passages, like in Luke, everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and he who marries a woman divorced from her husband commits adultery. He's talking about what the law would say and how the law would judge you on that. But you're a new creation. You've been raised to walk in the newness of life. You can go back to the beginning and say, Lord, I want this marriage to be as you originally intended. So we're going to trust in you. We're going to walk in dependence upon you, knowing that you love each of us unconditionally, that you accept each of us unconditionally. And knowing that frees us to serve one another in love. You're not looking to your wife to make you happy. You've got contentment and joy in Christ. So now you can just serve her. She's not looking for you for ultimate happiness and meaning and purpose to life. She's got that from the Lord. So now she's free to serve you in love. And that's good news. So wow. You've been raised to walk in the newness of life, and that newness of life means you can go back to the beginning and say, Lord, this is exciting. I get to live marriage exactly the way you designed it to be, through the power of the Holy Spirit and the incredible love you've poured in our hearts.
Wow. Wow. Thanks, brothers. Thank you.
That's good news, huh, Tommy?
You're welcome, David,
I should say.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey,
okay.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do. Friends, I want to get you to check out the latest YouTube video by Bob Christopher. It's called What is the Gift of Prophecy? You know, we witness so many self-proclaimed prophets of late claiming that they had seen a vision or had a dream or had a special visitation by the Lord or his angel to prophesy things that were to come. And since the timing of those particular events has passed, we can safely identify a lot of them as false prophets. And Bob speaks to that issue of true prophecy in his latest video called What is the Gift of Prophecy? And you can view it by visiting the Basic Gospel YouTube channel, basicgospel.net/YouTube. It's there, basicgospel.net/YouTube.
Well, thanks. Let's, Bob, let's go down to Corpus Christi and talk with Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
How you doing? Yeah, I liked what I heard. I'm not familiar with your program. It's all about the death, burial, and resurrection, and shed blood of Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 15, and that's it. And that's what saved me from the Green Bay State Penitentiary in 1977. I was a career criminal and an atheist, and a guy told me I was going to hell and I needed Jesus, and I laughed at him and told him, he chased me for a month, finally dragged me into this Bible group, kicking and screaming, and I just did not believe what I heard. They were telling me, I never saw a Bible before, and I never even heard of one. This was in the Chicago, Milwaukee area. Never heard of one. And he opened his old, musty old book, and I, what the heck is this medieval-looking book you're showing me here?
Wow.
And they said that Jesus Christ died on the cross for sins was buried. He showed me 1 Corinthians 15, and I go, man, this is the weirdest thing I ever heard. These people are nuts. I mean, this it didn't make any sense to me, you know, at first. It just wouldn't sink in. And then we're talking about blood, and I've seen a lot of blood in my life, and there was no blood in the room. And I said, what are you talking about, blood? There's no blood in here. And this blood is supposed to forgive me for sin. Some guy died on a cross 2,000 years ago, being God in the flesh, of course. And just, I got to get out of here. And I was about to leave, and it just hit me, man. It's true. I am going to hell. I need a Savior, and I got to have it now. And I became a fanatic overnight. But it was the best thing that ever happened to me, man.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, raised to walk in the newness of life, knowing the Lord, knowing the love of God, knowing forgiveness and cleansing and just everything new in Jesus, it doesn't get any better than that.
No, I was in a dark world. All I could think about was planning new robberies. I was obsessed with money and jewelry, and it was getting my career was getting bigger and bigger, and I was going for more. I was taking more risks, and the cops finally nailed me after not chasing me for 9 years. I had a 6-man detective task force chasing me. Mm-hmm. And they finally cornered me, and I was the big house, you know, Green Bay State Pen in Wisconsin. And I'm just thank God. And then there was a time I almost got killed in a fight with one of our gang members. He stabbed me in the back and busted me my head open with a couple of sangria bottles, and I survived mm-hmm. that. But I just did not believe in hell, for one thing. I didn't believe in the devil. I grew up in a German rationalist neighborhood, you know, where all European immigrants and stuff.
Yeah,
it just my dad brainwashed me into thinking he was a Nazi, by the way,
yeah.
a real one, you know, and he just brainwashed me into thinking that this life was it. And you got to get it now. If you want it, grab it, you know. And I
until the Lord got hold of you.
Yeah. Crime pays till you get caught.
You know? Well, what's your question, Tommy?
Oh, I just wanted to see I got this guy handed me this paper not long ago. It says you can judge any man's preaching and teaching by this rule. Is it Pauline? Does the doctrine start and finish according to those statements of Christian doctrine uttered by the Apostle Paul? No matter how wonderful a man may seem in his gifts of apparent consecration, if the gospel is not Pauline, it is not the gospel. Paul closed down the anathema, that is the curse of God himself, upon anyone who preaches any other gospel than the one he has declared, Galatians 1. So I want to see where you stood with that. I think you're going to agree with it. I hope you do.
Well, there is only one gospel, Tommy. There's not two, there's not three, there's only one, and it's the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and all of Scripture points to that. And Paul is the one that really explained that to us. I love, I think it's in Matthew 16 and then Matthew 17 as well. Jesus asked the question of his disciples, who do you say that I am? And Peter stood and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that truth had been revealed to Peter by God the Father. And then almost immediately after that, Jesus began to tell his disciples about what was going to happen to him, that he was going to go to Jerusalem, that he was going to be handed over, he was going to be crucified, he was going to be buried, but on the third day, he was going to be raised back to life. So that's the story. And then Paul had the wonderful privilege and assignment to explain that to us. And he really did a marvelous job in 1 Corinthians 15 of saying that it is the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's what he received from the Lord, and that's what he's passed on. And any other message, as Paul said, is a perversion of the gospel, and it's no gospel at all. So it
right.
truly is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, Tommy,
Amen.
Thanks for calling. We're out of time on today's broadcast. Let me put you on hold. I'd love to send you some information about our ministry and my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. You hang on, okay?
Tommy, glad
thanks,
Jesus God. Got a hold of you, brother. Good to hear from you. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. If there is something you'd like us to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. And please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and we hope you'll support this ministry with your prayers and with your gifts at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.